This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The semi-regular drip of statistics from the Department of Health and Human Services picked up this afternoon. The latest enrollment numbers for the Affordable Care Act are out. How many have signed up and who they are. 2.2 million people in all since October the 1st, 54% women, 46% men. Also, and this is the key number, a quarter of them are 18 to 34, the target demographic in a way. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is on the story. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kai.
It looks good, right? These numbers do, with 30% of enrollees under the age of 34. That's who we want in this thing, right? The young people. Is it actually as good as it seems, though?
Well, you know, look, that's a great question. It's all in the eye of the beholder, as you can imagine. You know, ideally, people want to see about 40% of the exchange customers in that age range. It's certainly better than some people had anticipated, that's for sure. But I think ultimately the question is, will we see more people show up in these final 11 weeks that they have to sign up before the March 31st deadline?
Is there a way to extrapolate premium levels and overall cost of this program based on these numbers today? Do we know?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Kaiser Family Foundation has put out sort of a mini report saying that if you end up with 30% of people in the exchanges being these sort of young invincibles, then it's not the end of the world. The sky is not going to fall. Here's Kaiser Vice President Larry Levitt. This is what he said to me.
Premiums might have to go up by 2 to 3% in 2015, but there's no risk of any kind of death spiral here with the kind of enrollment numbers they've released.
You know, look, Levitt says the worst case scenario rates are going to go up 2 to 3%, but not more than that. And, you know, he's optimistic. He thinks more young people are going to come.
The other part of this, though, Dan, is that another 30% of these people are 55 to 64. So it's about more than just age, right?
You're exactly right. I mean, a sick 23-year-old is going to cost an insurance company a lot more than a healthy 63-year-old. That said, though, Kai, let's not over-exaggerate this. The government plans to aggressively go out and really try to grab as many of these young, healthy people as they can.
What don't we know? What's not in these numbers, Dan?
You know, I was on this call today with all these reporters, and again, reporters were asking these questions, these very basic questions, like how many people who have signed up out of these 2.2 million people are actually the uninsured? How many of them are just switching over? You know, they had their plans canceled. Mm-hmm. We know that 3.9 million people have signed up for Medicaid, but how many of them are new? The projection is about 16, 17 million new people are going to be insured this year. But right now, we have no sense of how close or how far we are from that target. The final thing that we don't know that's pretty interesting to me is how many people are qualifying for this hardship exemption where they just don't have enough money to pay for it. So we're at a stage right now, it's early January, there's still a lot more weeks to go here, but we're definitely at a point where there are more questions than answers.
The mysteries of the ACA continue. Dan Gorenstein at the Health Desk for us. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Kai.